Simon Coveney, Leo Varadkar and now Pascal Donoghue, the senior troika at the centre of Fine Gael at the start of the decade, all gone. Simon Harris, now party leader, Taoiseach and Minister for Finance, Helen McEntee, the first female Foreign Affairs and Defence Minister, Hildegard Nocton, Education Minister, we'll hear from her later, Emer Higgins, Minister of State with responsibility for disability, and Frank Fian, Junior Minister at Public Expenditure. Pascal Donoghue takes up his new job at the World Bank on Monday. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, is with us. A shock but not a surprise is how many commentators described Pascal Donoghue's exit, Paul. Had he been looking for another job for long?
Well, his name, Gavin, had been associated with big jobs at the World Bank, with the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund as well. So that's why his departure has not come as a total surprise. Most recently, he was linked to a top job at the IMF, and that was because the managing director, Bulgarian Kristalina Georgiev, was there was a question as to whether or not she was going to be reappointed or not in October of last year. Ultimately, she was. So that's why there's, you know, as such a focus on his account. And that stems from the fact that he wasn't just the Irish finance minister, he was also elected three times as president of the Eurogroup of EU finance ministers who have the euro. He had a reputation of being hardworking, of being a conciliator. He was on that big circuit meeting people like the head of the US Federal Reserve and Treasury Secretary and things like that. So maybe the only surprise is that he hadn't gone already.
Portrayed by himself and observers as prudent, he oversaw a doubling of state spending funded by extraordinary corporate tax income. How will he be remembered?
Well, our economics editor, David Murphy, was writing about this yesterday, and he said one criticism of Pascal Donoghue's tenure is the, as you say, allowed spending to rise excessively, supported by volatile taxes from US technology and pharmaceutical companies. But then he added that perhaps the expenditure would have been higher, it would have risen faster if he was not at the cabinet table stemming some of the desires for spending. I think he'll probably point to two large saving funds which have been created in recent years. Billions have been squirreled away in those and say, look, and that moniker of prudent Pascal is justified. His critics will point to, you know, advice from financial watchdogs like the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which has been critical of spending in recent years. Another reason would be, say, during COVID times, we put billions onto the national debt. Once again, Pascal Donoghue would say we had people who had lost their jobs. They needed to have money to preserve the state and ensure that things were continuing to function. And what he did was absolutely justified. So yes, absolutely, there's that argument there.
It appeared that he had a good relationship with Fianna Fáil money ministers and that that relationship helped smooth the one with party leaders. What now?
He did have a close relationship with Michael McGrath. That's something he worked at. He also had a relationship with Jack Chambers. That was close. And he also had a relationship, and it's important to say, with the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. And that was absolutely something which he worked on. It wasn't something that just happened. And that is regarded by many as a glue which held the coalition together in difficult times. I thought it was notable that he mentioned all three in his valedictory address in government buildings yesterday morning. Now, Simon Harris, when he became leader of Fine Gael, I think in April of 2024, he said that his number one priority was solidifying his relationship with Micheál Martin. He was the first person he was going to seek out, and that's going to be needed because I think that Pascal Donoghue was someone who smoothed out wrinkles, he was someone who found solutions, he was someone who they could rely on because he'd been in government since 2014. Now he's gone, so they have to work out a new way now.
The reshuffle, Simon Harris picking himself for the finance job. The Irish Independent are calling it a power grab on their front page. Why did he do it?
Well, I suppose the first thing is that he is the leader of Fine Gael, and therefore it was up to him to decide, you know, what way he was going to go. According to sort of party officials, they say the logic is that it comes down to experience and continuity. Experience because he, Simon Harris, is now the longest serving cabinet minister, I think since 2016. And he was also working very closely with Pascal Donoghue as the Fine Gael leader over the past 18 months when it came to fiscal policy. So that's it. That's the logic behind it. But Gavin, it is a huge job, a technical job, a difficult job, and also a high pressure job. And I think think one of the focuses is that it's the second most important job in cabinet for a reason, because if you get it wrong, if you make mistakes as finance ministers, as minister, it can have a massive negative consequence on the state and therefore on the government and your party. So he has taken the big job, but he's also taken risk at the same time. I think one of the interesting features of Pascal Donoghue as finance minister was that he didn't come out to the media very often. He was a bit like a political submarine. He would disappear for a long time and then suddenly come up with announcements like the summer economic statement or a big meeting like that. And how Simon Harris manages to marry that finance job now with also his other responsibilities as tarnished Fine Gael leader, that'll be interesting to watch.
Briefly, Ivan Yates before the Oireachtas Commission today. Paul, why?
He is there on account of some of the advice that he was giving to the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate, Jim Gavin, which wasn't disclosed. The Oireachtas Committee wants to get to the bottom of it, but he's not the only person who's there. Commissioner Mann will also be there, as well as a number of political relations specialists. So the committee is taking an overview rather than focusing just on Ivan Yates. But I think from a media perspective, people want to hear what Ivan Yates has to say and indeed how the committee looks at him and deals with him.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. 18 minutes past 7.